is the medium that lets you hear history as it happens, and you heard some just a short while ago here on NBC's Monitor 67 as the new aircraft carrier John F. Kennedy was launched. As for what else is happening in the weekend world, just stay with Monitor, and if it's worth hearing, you'll hear it here. I'm Gene Rayburn.
I thought that I'd loved before, but now I can tell you I never loved until I held you. I'll never leave sweet, sweet love of you. You make me so happy, true love is here. You'll never be lonely, forget your fears, 'cause I love you only. I'll never leave sweet, sweet love of you. I may look around, tease me another once in a while, but you know me, dear, I'll hurry right home, 'cause I love your smile, you're just my style. How could I ever think of another now that I've found love so true? I'll never leave sweet, sweet love of you.
That was old Dean Martin, old lovable himself, on Monitor. Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by Master Lock, originators of the laminated padlock for maximum protection. What effect can the American thrust into the demilitarized zone of Vietnam have on the future of the war there? A report from Saigon on this story in just 1 minute. Stop thief! This spring and summer, you can help prevent burglary by safeguarding your property and valuables with Master Laminated Padlocks. Be sure to check all potential theft spots, your summer cottage, boat, trailer, outboard motor, camping gear, gates, bicycles, golf clubs, fishing tackle. Then lock up with Master Padlocks, the world's finest. Powerful protection is engineered into every Master Padlock, from the laminated steel case to the precision-built pin tumbler locking mechanism. There's a size and style for your every security need. Now is the time to think protection, to think Master, the most economical padlock security you can buy. Available at hardware stores, locksmiths, wherever locks are sold. Remember, if it's a Master, that's all you need to know about a padlock. And now here is Bill Wardham, NBC News, Saigon.
The ground war in Vietnam has been dominated these past few days by the Allied invasion of the demilitarized zone. Senior military officials in Saigon do not use the word invasion, and they flinch at the sound of it. The invasion has had considerable psychological impact on both sides. For the Allies, and particularly the Marines, it was a clean-cut, purely offensive thrust into enemy country. It was good for them to be on the offensive. For the Communists, it came as a blow from which the shock effect will be felt for some time. The North Vietnamese were supremely confident that the Americans never would enter the demilitarized zone and violate the Geneva Agreement. Thus, the North Vietnamese felt at liberty to break the agreement themselves without fear of attack. And in their thorough, meticulous way, they proceeded to build up base camps, storage areas, staging points, and headquarters within the sanctuary which separates North from South Vietnam. The invasion not only ruined all these careful preparations, it knocked the props out from under the North Vietnamese confidence. They never again can be quite so sure about what the Americans might and might not do. Militarily, the invasion destroyed North Vietnamese plans to overrun American strong points just south of the demilitarized zone. Indeed, they were actually launched into their own offensive when the battalions of Marines and South Vietnamese airborne and Rangers smashed into the heart of their encampments. Because of the nature of the war in Vietnam, the consequences of the invasion will be far from obvious in other areas of the fighting. It is highly unlikely that other North Vietnamese units will be told about it. When they do find out, especially those units now sitting on the Cambodian border threatening the Central Highlands, they will have good reason to re-examine their plans. Bill Wardham, NBC News, Saigon.
Ring Around the World, another in Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here at
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Stella Stevens, delightful star of Columbia Pictures' Band of Gold. Tell us about it, Stella.
Well, Army, let's see. I suppose it proves we gals can always outsmart you fellas.
No argument about that. And you prove your point charmingly in the picture, making Band of Gold great fun.
Thanks, Army. By the way, I've proved something else for myself.
What's that?
That Coppertone gives you a better tan.
No argument there either, Stella. Coppertone is enriched with special moisturizers that make skin more tannable, help prevent dryness.
Yes, I get a perfectly beautiful tan. And I love what Coppertone does for my skin. Keeps it satiny smooth. How does Vic Damone sing it?
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
I think I get the best of the sun with Coppertone.
Thanks for joining the Tannibles, Stella Stevens.
Next on Monitor, from the Johnny Mann Singers, music to lift your spirits on a day in May. Up, up, and away!
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?
Mrs. Baker?
That's me, honey. Same as the name on the door.
I'm doing a survey for International Harvester. Mr. Baker owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Yes, lovely little machine. Built for keeps, you know. Just like the big IH tractor.
Right, and which model do you have?
The big husky one, doll. The Tiger.
I see. 12 horsepower. That's a gear drive or hydrostatic transmission?
Honey, do I look like a mechanic to you?
No. No, you certainly don't. Tell me, now that the cadet zips through all the yard work around here, how does your husband spend his extra free time? What's his hobby?
Well, would you believe he spends a lot of time on the golf course?
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. Stay there. In 1 minute, you'll hear hello, hello from Claudine Longer. No, she's not operator 25. She's Andy Williams' wife. You'll hear her here on the monitor beacon.
How can you tell a White Rock party? It bubbles along for hours. White Rock's bubble power keeps a party sparkling till the last guest goes home. Want to throw a swinging party? Invite the White Rock girl.
Hey there, White Rock girl. Bubbly, exciting White Rock girl. You're the girl who's always singy, swingy, and sparkling. You're sparkling, White Rock girl.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
At 12 and a half minutes before the hour, Gene Rayburn saying hello again to you from Monitor, and then withdrawing quietly with a bow in the direction of Claudine Longer.
Jose Jimenez, the bellboy for the Bell System. Today, I am going to show you the first home movies ever shown on radio. I took them myself in all the hotels, motels, and resorts where I've hopped bells in. Roll it. You see there, the beautiful lobby by the blue ocean? Did you see the man in the blue suit? He looks blue, too, because he forgot to phone ahead for reservations, so he's got no beautiful room. And there you see his wife and two blue kitties. They are mad at Daddy and green with envy of all the persons who did phone ahead and who are having a nice time. Now, look over there. You see the happy man in the purple slacks talking on the baby blue telephone? He's calling home and telling everybody he's having a marvelous vacation. Even though he and his family arrived late, he called ahead and the room was waiting the way reserved rooms do. By the way, they are wearing matching red and cerise Hawaiian shirts and... Hey, wait a minute. I hope you have color radio sets.
Next up, monitor sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. And away you go, Joe.
May has been a month where a lot of managers got through work early. And I'll be back to discuss that after this from the great American insurance companies.
Finlay Press, Finlay speaking.
Hey, Finn. How about knocking off work this afternoon and taking in the ball game? I got an extra ticket.
Oh, boy. Sorry, can't make it. Important date here.
Well, what's so important?
This insurance agent for Great American is coming over with a new package deal they worked up for me.
What do you mean, worked up for you?
Great American makes up a policy especially for print shops, like mine. You wouldn't believe the things that come up here. Like...
Yeah, I know. We all got our problems.
So, this policy's for my problems, not somebody else's.
Sounds very fancy. I wish I could afford special insurance for my shop.
You can. My agent says it'll cost me less than what I got now.
Yeah? Well, maybe I ought to see this guy. What company?
Great American.
So far this month, we've all had a chance to see an awful lot of the same picture in the papers. The one where the umpire throws the manager out of the ball game. The umpires and the pictures change, and so do the managers, but the pictures somehow all look alike. It's a funny thing about managers coming off the bench to kick on a play, because a lot of times, they don't really get that good a look at the play itself. For those of you who aren't familiar with dugouts, it might come as a surprise to learn that the view from a dugout is often nowhere near as good as it is from your favorite seat in the ballpark. Now, when I tell you something like that, you believe it. If I talk to you about the temperature on the moon or how to build your own Batmobile, then you're entitled to your own opinion. But when I talk to you about slumps or the view from a dugout, you're listening to an expert. But getting back to the original point, if the manager doesn't get a good look, why will he challenge the umpire? A lot of people might say it's on account of television, but I don't believe that. Managers were charging umpires before they invented television. Umpires will tell you what's going on before they invented the wheel. Actually, it can be done for any one of a lot of reasons. One is that there are players who expect their managers to come out and join in any rhubarb they stir up. They'd like a little moral support, and they expect the manager to provide it. It's no secret that the bad feeling between Jackie Robinson and Dodgers manager Waller Alston goes back to a day in Chicago when an umpire made a decision against the Dodgers. Robinson ran out to protest and was surprised to find that Alston wasn't with him. Jackie thought Waller should have been there. Waller thought Jackie shouldn't have been there. Nobody remembered to ask the umpire what he thought. Another reason that managers run on the field is to keep an excited ball player from getting thrown out of the game. The more important the player, the faster the manager runs. Sometimes he gets there in time, and sometimes he doesn't. There are also times when he arrives early enough, but leaves too late. Some managers must hang signs in their dugout saying, in case of emergency, walk, do not run. They come out very slowly when there's a rhubarb, and that's something I don't understand. Bobby Bregan was a great one for that slow, deliberate stroll. One day in the Coast League, when Bobby was managing Hollywood, he walked from the dugout to third base very slowly. And when he got there, he said to the umpire, in the time it took me to walk out here, you have thrown out two men. And the umpire said, if you say what I think you're going to say, it'll be three. And in 2 seconds, the umpire was right on both counts. Sometimes the manager does see the play and argues. Sometimes he thinks there's been a rule violation and he argues. Sometimes he's mad at the umpire from a decision 2 weeks ago and he argues. No matter why, he usually goes back to the dugout muttering, was that trip really necessary? This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Joe calls him as he sees him in his own candid, colorful way all weekend long on Monitor, weekdays too here on NBC Radio.
This is Keenan Wynn. Right now at Indianapolis Speedway, the excitement is fantastic. And there's big news from the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa,
to whom I am not related.
The big name at Indy is still Mario Andretti. Andretti's record speed of 168.982 miles per hour won him the pole position for this year's race. Could the Wynn's radiator stop leak in his car have had something to do with it? Well, it sure did. As speeds at Indy increase, so does the strain on these racing cars. Pressures build up in the cooling system that could cause leaks and put a car out of the race. And that's why Andretti, like many other Indy drivers, relies on Wins Radiator Stop Leak. You can buy this same Wins Radiator Stop Leak to protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It'll work for you. Wins Radiator Stop Leak. Look for Wins where you get gas or service. Georgie girl and adios Baja Marimba band. But everybody else, you stay where you are. Latest NBC Monitor News will be coming along in just a few moments. This is Gene Rayburn.
This is your NBC Monitor.